We're enormously grateful the invitation of Bishop Perrier to indeed be here today, which simply underscores the gratitude we feel for his welcome to us in Lourdes. Over the 8 years that I've been Superior General of the Society of Mary and annually led a pilgrimage, we couldn't have been made more welcome. The relationship we feel has been generous and open, and there are those here who have helped that for the English-speaking pilgrims. We were particularly grateful when it was suggested that the Society of Mary should take a part in leading, as has been said, one of the missions. We are an ecumenical society. There's a way in which I suppose we feel we're an ecumenical society within the Church of England. So we're experienced within the sphere of promoting the proper devotion and place of Mary in our own church. And to be able to share with that in a truly ecumenical way is very important to us. And to be invited officially to be part of one of the missions, the mission in relation to Christian unity, fits very well with the aims of our society, and indeed with the aims of those of a Catholic spirituality and tradition within the Church of England, seeking the proper unity of the Church, and obviously the implications in that in terms of relationship with the Roman Catholic Church and the Holy See. We feel that the focus, as Father Roland has said, for us around the Feast of Our Lady of Walsingham, the 24th of September, with guardians and authorities from the Anglican Shrine, as well as from the Roman Catholic Shrine in Lourdes, will be an additional layer to our annual pilgrimage of the Society to Lourdes. We're looking forward to being there on the 8th of December this year, to the inauguration to which we've been invited, and that will also give us an insight into what material we can provide in order to emphasise this long and, I think, important story of relationship between the Roman and the Anglican.